craftsman who can understand God, that is missing at the present moment. The third class man who can understand God, that is missing. That means faith is missing. Faith is missing. If the faith is, brain is cracked, then in spite of having the hands and legs and belly, the situation becomes confused. So at the present moment, the first class man who can understand God, who can speak about God, the science of God, that is missing. As well as the armed, real kshatriya, who can give protection. Here also people are taking in part in politics. They're the same way. How can I get some money? Listen. The whole thing is Shudra. Shudra's business is do something and get money. That's all. Finish. That is Shudra's business.
Huh. What do you think has gone wrong with these supposedly intelligent people who should be concerned with God's business but are not? Why have they lost it?
Why is the intelligent people? They do not understand even what is virtue and sin. They do not understand. So where is the intelligent person? They are thinking everything is all right. But the nature does not say so. The nature says, this is good for you, this is bad for you. But they do not know it. Where is Pandit Mahārāja? Call.
In the mind.
Who can read Bhagavad Gita? Find out the verse. Pravittincha nivittincha navidin asura ajana.
Very good.
Pravishti. GRI, TTI.
Those who are demonic do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them.
They do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done.
Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior.
No cleanliness, no proper behavior.
No truth is found in them.
Well, this is the general division. Fourth class, fifth class, demon. Then?
In every civilized human society, there is some set of scriptural rules and regulations which are followed from the beginning, especially among the Aryans, those who adopt the various civilizations and who are known as the most advanced civilized peoples.
The civilized man, there is such thing, do and do not. even when ordinary dealing, keep to the right or keep to the left. That means the other side, you do not go. Ordinary. So, where that must be discipline, law and order, that must be these two things. Do this, do not do this. Otherwise, it is not civilized. Now, in the Christian Bible, Lord Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. But they are killing, giving some plea. Straight thing is, the order is, thou shalt not kill. But they are killing. In spite of, and ordinarily, one does not know whether killing is good or bad. But even there is an instruction, don't kill, they do it.
Some who do.
Huh?
There are some who do not kill.
Some there must be.
But not many.
But general people, they do not know even what is wrong by killing. This is first class, this class, right? They do not know what is the reaction of killing.
Reaction?
Yes, there must be reaction. Because by nature's law, just as you are living, I am living. Oh, you are eating, I am also eating. So both of us have got the right to live. So, how can I kill you?
You could. Sometimes people kill each other because, not because they want to kill, but because there are some other reason.
Then it is ignorance. You must know. Why you are killing? You cannot kill.
But, occasionally, if one person is killing some other, then it's occasionally felt to be justified to kill the person who's doing the killing. Or to throw that fire.
If then justification, that is another thing.
Well, yes, everybody feels killing is justified. Very few people kill wantonly. They will always give a reason for it.
They must give good reason. Simply, I want to kill, therefore I must kill. That's not a very good reason.
No. But people don't usually say
that. They give this reason. That I want to eat. So I must kill. That is tiger's reason. Tiger says, tiger, by nature, is to kill. So, there is no wrong path, nothing wrong in this path by easy kill, because my nature is mad. But where a man should kill, unless the other party is wrong, aggressor, he is coming to kill you, we cannot kill even the tiger. But if the tiger comes in the city and creates disturbance, he must kill. But there is no business going to the forest and killing. Why? He is living in his jurisdiction. Why not encroach upon his jurisdiction? But people go in the forest and kill so many birds and animals. Unnecessary.
Yes, well, yes.
So this is going on. Therefore, as it is stated, that they do not know what is right and what is wrong. This is the modern thing.
Who does know?
Huh?
Who does know?
We know. We know.
Yeah? Sure.
That is all. A special quality, this. And we are teaching this philosophy to our students. This is a special contribution of this Krishna consciousness movement. We know what is what. Yes. Therefore, we are inviting person to know this path, how to distinguish what to do and what not to do.
How do you find out?
Here is the book. Here is the book.
That's the book.
Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there.
Well, this seems to be a different version. I read a very small one when many years ago. But this seems to be not a
lot. No, that you might have seen only the original verses.
Mm.
Here there is the explanation.
I once, in fact, was about a course on the Gita. I went to a course. But that was many years ago. That's very young. So I've forgotten that. And I used to be in a theosophical movement.
Oh.
Has some relation. Some related ideas because its origin is in the Indian philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a little about the Gita, but.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
Those who do not follow the scriptural instructions are supposed to be demons. Therefore, it is stated here that the demons do not know the scriptural rules, nor do they have any inclination to follow them. Most of them do not know them, and even if some of them know, they have not the tendency to follow them.
Yes. These are demons. If you are professing some religion, and the religion say that you do not do this, if you act against the scripture, then you are demon. Just like if one does not act according to the law of the state, he is outlaw. But these things are not taken very seriously at the present moment.
Yes, but
they take it all, they are saying so many things. It doesn't matter, let us enjoy life. This is demon. And therefore you find all over the world so much confusion. Because the number of demons have increased.
What do you think people who are not in the Krishna consciousness movement should do? I mean, should they join the movement, or is there a specialization? So there are some people who do what you are doing.
No, everyone should join. Everyone should join.
Yeah.
Everyone should join. What do you understand by Krishna consciousness? What is your idea?
I don't know. I come to
Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. Krishna means God. So if one is not God-conscious, he must be demon.
But there are, the trouble is, the phrase is too vague. So there are thousands of groups having the same sort of phrase, talking about God-consciousness, you must have known.
Then you have to see, that's why you go to purchase something in the market. There are thousands of bags. But an intelligent man can pick up the nice one.
You think it's just one nice one?
Huh? Yes. Then God is one. Therefore God consciousness must be one. Do you think God, there are many gods?
God has many forms.
Huh?
God has many forms.
That's another thing. Just like you are Mr. Satan Star. You may dress in a different way. But in whichever way you dress, you are Mr. Satan. Similarly, God may have many forms, we have to admit that. But God is one. God cannot be many. That is stated in the Vedic literature. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta Rupam. How can expand? We are also expansion of God. We, living entity, we are also expansion of God. The tree is also expansion of God. The jhal is also expansion of God. So everything is expansion of God. That is pure understanding of God. But who is understanding in that way? They are seeing differently. Oh, here is a man, here is a dog, here is a cat, here is a tree. Who is seeing that everyone is expansion of God? And if I think that everyone is expansion of God, then if I want to kill you, I must take sanction from God. So it is a great science. People are neglecting. They are not interested. Whenever we speak of God, they think we are talking something. Utopian. God is there, kingdom of God is there, one can go there. How one can be qualified? These things they are not interested at all. Therefore, that was classic classmate. So, how we can be peaceful with fourth class, fifth class?
Can people change themselves from being fourth class, fifth class, and so on? Can
yes.
They change themselves?
That is the Krishna consciousness movement. We can change from the tenth class man to the first class man. This is Krishna consciousness. What to speak of fourth class is any lowest class. GP is in Papa Jona. Find out this one. Man who passed on the past people, somebody must be paid. Man who passed on the past people. GP is in Papa Jona. Man who passed on the past people.
The past, as well as through those workers, can approach the supreme destination.
Yes.
So women, sorry?
Yes, yeah. Women, because they are less intelligent.
Women?
Yes. You do not know that?
No, I didn't know that. No. But I'm quite surprised to hear it.
But it doesn't matter. If one takes the Krishna consciousness, he can be elevated. Namini. Read the first part.
It is clearly declared here by the Supreme Lord that in devotional service there is no distinction between the lower or higher classes of people. In the material conception of life, there are such divisions. For a person engaged in transcendental devotional service to the Lord, there are not. Everyone is eligible for the supreme destination. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that even the lowest, who are called chandalas, dog eaters, can be elevated by associating with a pure devotee. Therefore, devotional service and guidance of a pure devotee are so strong that there is no discrimination between the lower and higher classes of men. Anyone can take to it. The most simple man, taking center of the pure devotee, can be purified by proper guidance. According to the different modes of material nature, men are classified in the mode of goodness, brahmana, promote a passion, shall use the administrators, so that you can expose the passion and ignorance, vices, or merchants, and motive ignorance, stooges, or workers. Those lower than them are called Sandalas, and they are born in sinful families. Generally, those who are born in sinful families are not accepted by the higher classes, but the process of devotional service and the pure devotee of the Supreme God are so strong that all the lower classes can attain the highest perfection of life. This is possible only when one takes center of Krishna. One has to take center completely of Krishna, then one can become much greater than great jnanis and yogis.
Material in that is first division.
Yes.
But when they step through the spiritual platform, there is no such thing. They work on spiritual platform.
Can they do that in ordinary life? Or do they have to
go to
an institution?
Yes, any ordinary life. Any ordinary life.
What is the function of the ashram?
Ashram is to teach. Saparmana pamabhatsa samsiddhi lavatena. That's what, saparmana. SVA.
Jena Sarvam Idam Satam Sva Parmana Sam Kavyarcha Siddhim Indanti Manava. By worship of the Lord, one who is the source of all beings and who is all pervading, man can, in the performance of his own duty, attain perfection.
Simply he has to know how to do.
And it's very simple. Yes? Yes, that's the story I've heard.
Therefore, we can then claim anyone from any position. If he agrees to abide by a regulated principle, then he can. There is no difference. That is being have actually. All my students, ask them what was their previous life and what is the life now. They explain. A healthy person recovers from disease, he can very well understand that what I was in my disease condition and what I am now. It doesn't require to take certificates from others. He can personally understand, yes. I am like this, now I am like this. You can talk with any one of our students, boys or girls. They will convince you. Yes. They will train.
I'm surprised.
For example, in America, one when he's using, spending millions and millions of dollars how to check LSD. But the same LSD man, as soon as he comes to our camp, he gives us completely. Is that true?
Yeah. That's not there.
Then he has to touch LSD. It's so perfect. So every thoughtful man, every philanthropist, must study this philosophy very seriously and try to spread it. All benefit activities for the human society.
When you say it's very simple.
Very simple. Simpler than the simple.
It would change your life, but does it require a great visible change? You have to change your life in the sense of that you actually do different things. You say in the ordinary performance of your duty, you can still attain consciousness.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Explain.
Yes, well, you can go on being a student, you can go on being a householder, you can go on being a professional man, you can do all these kinds of duties, and still, you can go on becoming Krishna conscious too.
But there are degrees of it, so it's simple, but yet,
it's a practical application in daily life, basically in life.
But then, does that take a long time, a lot of time?
No. Doesn't take too much change.
Then what's the purpose of degrees of initiation? But if you just at a one
time. Well, that's something different. If you want to take seriously,
yeah,
then you can be initiated.
And what's the function of that?
The function is that you accept the spiritual master. That's the one that's representative of God. And that you take the rules and regulations very seriously, and you abide by these rules and regulations. There are rules and regulations in every ashram, in every temple. It's like, for instance, if you decide to be like a savior, so it's be expected that you follow four basic rules: no misusing, no intoxication, no unlawful sacrifice, and no idle thoughts, no gambling, no betting. And just taking part in the day-to-day routine, rising early, bathing, attending services, and just helping people to get in that time by working, by engaging in some particular duty that you would like to do. By writing, you can do it. If you have this vacation to write, then you can apply your notebook, you can apply your typewriter, paper, and you can write so many nice articles about Krishna. Therefore, that's up to you. I mean, whatever you've experienced in the material world, and whatever you've understood from the Shastra, from the scripture, you're benefiting yourself, and you're benefiting your fellow man also.
So that's the ashram. But in the ordinary world, in a way, which is what I'm interested in the influence of Krishna consciousness in the ordinary world, and how it would change people's relationships, and how it would change
things. Well, all we simply are is to chant Hare Krishna. Just spend a few minutes, sometimes a day, in the morning or in the evening, to chant Hare Krishna. And gradually, take on these rules and regulations.
They actually say, chant Hare Krishna always.
How does that have such a strange effect?
Why does it have such a strong effect chanting Hare Krishna?
And as you can see,
something very simple. And so that then the world can be changed very nicely and without any very complicated changes.
For example, the best example, the most practical example is, for instance, George Harrison, whom you both know. He has given the task for propagating Krishna consciousness. He himself is singing about Krishna, so he's a singer. Before he was singing something, now he's singing something. So it simply changed to Krishna. The singing is there, the music is there, the record is there, the audience is there. Simply the consciousness, or the object of the song is Krishna. Mm. It's just like you're a scientist, or So you use your knowledge and to systematically present Krishna.
But there's a difference between presenting an idea, which is about Krishna, an idea,
it is not the idea, it is that.
Yeah, well, some idea which is more complicated than just the word. I'm surprised that just the chanting of the word will be so significant.
Because the philosophy or the understanding is that the sound of Krishna, the sound of the name of the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, there's no difference. This is the meaning of absolute. Absolute means there's no difference between the name, the thing, its quality. In this world, your name,
physical word, from the sound, everything has come. From the sound, the air has come, from the air, the fire has come, from fire, water has come, from water, earth has come.
But the problem is that by how the world could be made better and people could be made change by this simple procedure. Would that
be? That's all we have to understand. What is the aim of this one? Why such big cosmic creation is there? What is it?
That's a very important question.
Yes.
To ask
it. They do not know that.
But do you know it?
Yes.
It's remarkable.
any moment. What is the purpose of this big creation? We know it. We know everything perfectly. That is our special qualities.
How do you think that there are so many other people that think they also know? How did they go wrong?
They are thinking partial. They do not know the right way. That's why a train is going on. So in the middle station, get on a train. Now move. If you think that movement is begin from here. That's all. The movement has begun right from the train has started. That is right knowledge. But if the child will think, now you have got the train, it is moving. That is not perfect knowledge. The moving is fact, but the knowledge is not fact. So the modern so-called scientists, they capture something in the middle. They do not know what is the beginning. And they are simply theorizing. No perfect knowledge.
I can believe that very much.
Yes.
Very difficult.
So, they have no perfect knowledge. Still, they are taking the place of a teacher. So, others must be misled. If you have no perfect knowledge on the subject matter, and if you become a teacher of the subject matter, will you not mislead others? That is going on. They are taking big Nobel Prize by theorizing the life has begun from matter. Totally wrong. But they are getting Nobel Prize. Fool's paradise. Sabir Varahos Takkarai. Samsuta Purusa Pasu. Animals, big animals. Suppose a lion, roar. A small animal thinks, oh, he is big. He does not know that he is animal, nothing but animal. Is it not? So, this class of Nobel Prize winner is just like a big animal, praised by other small animals. Both of them are animals. Otherwise, how they can shift people putting some wrong theory? But this is going on. He is getting Nobel Prize. Wherever he goes, he gets good audience. He is talking all nonsense. We can understand that he has a fool. He is talking something intelligent. It was challenged. What some professor from California University. Not his professor, he came from outside. Nobel Prize winner. He has paraphernalia of evolution of chemicals. He is theorizing this. So, his lecture began, the life has begun from these four thinkers. So, in that university, there is a man, disciple, who is also doctor in chemistry. So, he challenged him. Suppose if I give you these four chemicals, can you manufacture life? He replied, that I cannot say. What is it? Then why you are theorizing like this nonsense? This is why. That's a Darwin theory. He says, the man has come from monkey. But not a single monkey up till now has produced anywhere. Neither scientifically they can inject a monkey to produce another man. It's still the theory, isn't it?
It could have taken a long time.
Huh?
It might have taken a long time.
Why is it that? If it is actually fact, then it is no difficult thing to understand. But it is false.
You think that that's kind of evolution?
That is not evolution. Evolution is the fact that we are not full knowledge. Evolution means just like I am now living in a house. It belongs to some lord. What is this lord?
Take it.
Lord Bigot. Now I am Bigot Lord. Bigot is gone. Now it is Bhaktivedanta. Never. So, not that I was in a small cottage, the cottage has evolved to become a big parishad mission. Not that. I have come from that cottage to this bigger. But that is nonsense Darwin does not know. Not elevation of the cottage to the big house. It is my personal elevation that I was living in a cottage, now I got the chance to live in a country. I am concerned. But Darwin is thinking the cottage has evolved to become a king. That is nonsense.
You make it more silly than it really is.
Eh?
It's not quite as silly as that.
What is that?
That
you're making it more silly than it actually is. No.
You're making Darwin sound
full. I mean, you might well be wrong, but... You have better grounds. That then produce from the body of a monkey, you produce human being. Then you're correct.
Well, it would
take... I don't say that I can turn this cottage into big purse. I don't say. I'm not so poor.
You could, but it would take you...
No. It is not possible. Cottage is defined, this house is defined.
Well, you can drink, you can take a cottage, and you can gradually add bits, you can put more bricks here, you can start to put windows in. It'll take you a long time.
Why
should I do that?
Why should I do that? If the palace is already there, why should I question?
Why should you? But that is possible, isn't it?
No, it is not possible. Cottage is not, you break the cottage and make a palace. That's another.
But we can for example,
utilize the ingredients. Not that the cottage has developed into cottage. It is not that. Matter does not develop in that way.
Well, we can do it ourselves. Your cow.
That is our challenge. We cannot do it.
You have a black and white cow, you have a brown and white cow. Now, all those cows came from a single kind of cow, which is the wild cow. And you can make those cows change, you see, to different kinds of cows. Some which produce a lot of milk, and some which produce a lot of beef, and some which have big horns, and different colour. We can change them. That way. You can see evolution happening on a small scale like that. Well, it's obviously possible that animals can change. I think we can see it.
I do not think it is possible that you can change a black cow to a white cow. I don't think.
No, not really.
He's talking about breeding.
That is another process. Not that the same black cow has become a white cow.
No, that's not what Darwin claims, that a monkey comes from that. He claims that it's a similar process to getting a purebred special cow from a wild cow, but it happens over many generations as a change. And he would have proposed that that's the way that people came.
John, the point is whether the body of the monkey has came into the body of humanity.
I don't think that ever occurred.
Huh?
I'm sure that doesn't occur.
He is pointing out that this body has changed into this body.
He says it's evolved from the monkey's form of the tail to a human being's form. But this is not according to this knowledge of this.
Are you attributing the wrong theory now?
We have got our own theory.
A monkey would change into a man. But in the same way, you can breed dogs. That you can obviously change their form. So that happens occasionally in nature from some special...
Yes, but a human being and a monkey, just like a cow and a horse, you will never get a horse from a cow, no matter how you breed them.
Well, horse and cow, but it's probable that over a long time you can keep doing that.
Yeah.
And the horse and cow had a common ancestor.
You must do it.
And one thing is, even accepting is good.
That well, I'm not attending.
It makes... Breeding, he can change to another species. Accepting this. But that you have to mix. But the nature has where there are so many species of life. How it has happened?
According to Darwin's theory, by that very question, by animals just constantly evolving over me.
But you say, your analogy is that you say, if we mix, you mix. But who is mixing?
Nature does that.
If you analyze, make analogy, you must bring only similar points. Otherwise it's defective.
Here
you bring a species of dog, another dog, and mix them. Mm. You are the water.
Yes.
So who is the water?
According to Darwin, it's nature. It's very simple.
Yeah, nature is there. Just like this table, it has got this iron rod. Mm. It does not change into iron tools automatically. You cannot say that. If I am a man, I take this iron rod and make it an iron tool. I can. But it does not make iron tools automatically. That analogy will not do.
Well, in living things, they will do move around. And
no, this is a dead thing. This is a dead thing. Iron rod.
Yeah.
Iron pipe. But I am a living being. I can change this iron pipe into iron flute. The iron pipe does not automatically become iron.
Yes.
But the Darwin says they automatically become iron.
With living things.
Just to make him understand. Very beginning, God.
Mm.
God is therefore called the original Father.
Mm.
Is that any wrong?
No, that's a good story.
Just like I have got my Father. So it is a fact, my Father has got a Father. So he has got Father, he has got to come out to the original Father. Who has no father, but he is original father. That is God. But you have to accept it, that there is somebody living entity who is the original father. That is your question.
But that doesn't mean there's any difference to the way one behaves in the world. The practice of Krishna consciousness that you have, the practice of there seems to be two parts. There's one part which is about how to behave, and there's another part which is how the world is, or how the universe is, or how things came to be.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that these two are not necessarily to be connected. I think for you it's very important that they are, but it seems to make no difference at all. What seems to matter is how to live, and how to behave, and how to behave towards each other.
How to behave, if I do not know what is the ultimate goal of life, then where is the question of behavior?
I can see that the ultimate goal of life is very important, but what about the history? That doesn't seem to be important. Or the theory of how evolution
is very important. History can give you the statement of a few years, but creation is not like that. It is eternal. So you cannot give eternal evidences by your historical method. That is not possible.
But what I'm saying is that one way or another, history, regardless of what the history was, is an irrelevant subject. History does not seem an irrelevant subject. Whether we evolved or whether we were created does not seem important to you. But how we behave seems important to you.
But the thing is that he is also created. How he can say, he can remain aloof from creation. He is created by Father and Mother. How you can neglect this process of creation? As soon as you accept that you are also created being, then the intelligent person knows what is the origin of creation. That is next. If you are not interested in the origin of creation, then you are not in perfect knowledge.
Why do you need perfect knowledge?
Yes, perfect knowledge to become perfect.
No, I'm puzzled about how that would influence. You see, you have a set of metaphysical theories, and some of them seem to be relevant to behavior. In other words, they will change your behavior. So, and they would change the way you treat other people, and that's very important. But there are other theories which you have which don't seem to make any difference to life. There's a theory.
What do you mean by behavior?
Well, if you have a theory, for example, about how all things are part of God, so if you kill something, then you're killing part of God, and that's obviously a bad thing. Now, I can understand that that theory has a relevant behavior. It explains why you mustn't kill things. But there are all sorts of other parts of the theory that you have, which seem to have no bearing on the matter. I mean, the nature of God, for example, doesn't seem to make much difference.
First of all, thing is that what is the purpose of proposing some theory of knowledge? What is the purpose? Just like somebody putting theory of knowledge, take Darwin. So he has no necessity to put forward this theory of evolution. Why? Why it takes so much trouble, and why people are taking interest in this theory? What is the idea behind it? Well, there is no need of. One does not know the Darwin theory, he is not suffering. There are so many hundreds and thousands of men. They do not care to know. But they are also living. Death and God, they are also living. The first thing is, where is the necessity of become a man of knowledge?
I don't think it's necessary, but it seems that some people like it.
Then it is something sporting.
Sporting?
Yeah, I can give some knowledge as my sporting, as my wounds.
Yeah.
Is that the aim of knowledge?
For some people it is. Some people have
some like people it. If you bring some people there, some people lust it, some people are very nice, then it is very different. We have to generalize. Do you think the knowledge is required for some people, not for all?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Do you think that a man should be man of knowledge only for himself, not for others?
I think there are different kinds of knowledge. Some knowledge everybody should have,
but
and some knowledge is not everybody can have.
My point is, what is the purpose of acquiring knowledge?
It varies. Sometimes it's to know how to live.
Well, but it may vary. Just like we are eating. You are eating something, I am eating something, but eating is necessary. He cannot say that eating is not necessary. So you may be interested in particular type of knowledge. I may be interested. But whether knowledge is essential for us or not.
But some knowledge is essential.
Anyway, some knowledge is also knowledge. That you cannot deny. Knowledge is essential. You have to accept. Then, what is the ultimate goal of essential knowledge? That comes. Suppose, I am the whole thing. Somebody is studying my hand. This is also knowledge. Somebody is studying my leg. So, there are different parts of my body. But what is the ultimate goal of that knowledge? Then we must know the whose hand, whose leg, whose head, and that is essential knowledge. Knowledge is essential. Somebody is simply partially studying a part of that essential knowledge. But what the aim should be how to come to that complete knowledge, which is called absolute knowledge.
I can see that, yes. I can see that's true. But again, how to come to that
knowledge? Absolute knowledge, yes.
So there seem to me to be many groups for that knowledge, you know. And you seem to deny that. That's probably...
No, many groups maybe. But we have to know which is right.
Yes.
That is my business.
Yes.
When I want to purchase something, many sellers will come. Everyone will say, yes, sir. Very nice. So it depends on me how to select the nice.
Yes.
That is, it depends on me, on my intelligence.
It's not just a matter of intelligence. Because
no, it is a matter of intelligence. It's like when you go to purchase something from the store. The storekeeper will give you varieties of gold. And you have to select. Yes.
Yeah, but there are, in the case of going to the store, you have a lot of things.
Yes.
There is not necessarily one single thing which is the best one, because there you might go there.
No,
no. Some people might, if you're choosing pears, some people might like soft pears, some people might like hard pears, some people might like brown pears, and others like yellow pears. Mm. There is no best pear. There are particular ones. There are obviously bad pears and good pears, but there are many different kinds, you know, and you pick the ones you like. And it depends on, to some extent, what you're looking for. And then there will be many pairs that are equally good.
But if there is something that if you get that knowledge, or you get that thing, you can get all other things out of it. Is it not intelligence to pick up that knowledge?
If it existed.
It exists. That is intelligence. Just like there is a tree in your house. So the tree has got so many branches, trees, leaves, flowers, fruits. So if somebody says, no, I like to pour water on the fruits. If somebody says, no, I like to pour out the leaves. If somebody says, twigs, this is the vent. But if somebody knows to water everything at the time, please intervene.
Well, it depends. Well, I don't know what the best thing
is. No, you answer.
No, it's not the analogy. Not
why not analogy? You have to understand my analogy. You gave me analogy.
Yeah.
Without analogy, how can make progress?
Well, I would be in the position of somebody not knowing about trees, and I would see a lot of people, and they would all have a particular theory about
this is the way it went. The whole cosmic manifestation that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Vishwaru. It's like I am a form. So I've got many parts. The fingers are there, the hairs are there, the nails are there. So many things. If you make analytical study, the anatomy, or physiology, you will get so many parts. Can you murder? So, this body, somebody is telling psychologist. He is simply studying the brain. Somebody is physiologist. Somebody is biologist. The same center is the body. Center is the body. They have made so many departmental knowledge. But if there is any such process to know what is this body, then it is not possible to know everything. Just mean vijnana, that is a basic instruction. Just mean vijnana, sarvamidam vijnana, sambhavanti. If you understand the absolute truth, then other relative truths become automatically. So, those who are interested with the relative truth, they are intelligent. Or one is interested with the absolute truth, he is intelligent.
It just seems to be a particular problem to find one's way among lots of different groups that express themselves
in exactly the way that Jesus.
They are busy with the related.
Yeah, but they all say that's the truth.
That's absolutely, they're in the process of knowing the absolute truth. So, if you can understand the absolute truth, the related truth become automatically known. This is basic. Jasmin vijñāte sarva-vedam vijñātam. See, by knowing the absolute truth, just like, take another example, analogy. In the mathematics, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. If you simply learn this, then you learn the whole mathematics. Because whatever you write in mathematics is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In this and that way, in that way, plus, minus, division. But they are nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You simply make different angle of vision of starting. But the figures are the same. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Everything
has a similar
combination.
That's right.
But it's interesting, I
have to
use that.
Similarly, we understand the absolute truth in this way, the Bhagavad Gita. Just find out. Bhumi rāpana rūpāru kaṅgamano buddhi-reva. Seventh chapter. Bhumi dhyayi-sīyaman.
Bhumi āpona nalvādāyo kāmano pujyevaka ahankāra kīyāne bhinā prakṣiti āśvatā.
Bhinā prakṣiti ne āśvatā, yes.
Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and thought ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies.
Yes. But this is the whole composition of the whole material world. These eight elements. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. This is growth, and mind, intelligence, ego. Fact. So the whole material, whole cosmic manifestation is a combination of these eight things. That's why you say, analyze. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You think that's the only way to describe it? You think there could be an indefinite number of equivalent ways to describe it?
No, whatever you can say. Suppose you are, what is called, soil expert. The soil expert means you are spreading the earth, that's all. You may be interested in light and heat. So, light and heat is fire. You're studying fire. You're studying electricity. No, you're studying fire. You're studying gas. It's a combination of water, fire. So, you cannot go out of these elements. You cannot go out of these elements. Whatever you may be expert in particular light, but you are bound up within these eight elements. That's all.
But
if you are psychologist, that means intelligence or mind, that is better. Mana buddhi ahankara. So you cannot go outside. So here, Krishna, God says, these eight elements are my energy, separated energy. Separated energy means just like it is being recorded in the Chakrata. But when it is replaced, it will speak exactly like me. The same sound, same everything. But I am not there. That is my separation. This is the example of separatedness. Similarly, all these eight elements, they have come from the original source, God. And they're acting differently. So if I know God, I can know that these are different energies of God. That's all. Therefore, my knowledge in God, if it is perfect, then I can understand perfectly all these material energies.
That's an example of what I was saying earlier, that it doesn't seem to be necessary to have that particular
necessity. Your real necessity is the absolute. Where from these things have come? That is your real necessity.
I'm going to understand the purpose of life.
That is the purpose of life.
Yeah.
Because that is the purpose of human life, especially. Not all. Cats and dogs, they cannot understand. A human being can understand. Therefore, a human being's aim of life is to understand God. And if he understands God, he understands everything. Just like we speak with so many scientists, psychologists, and metaphysicists, and games, but it's all with God. Because we know the central point. Therefore, we can detect what is wrong in Darwin's theory.
Can you use it for anything? Can you use it to detect what's wrong in any theory?
Huh? Any theory.
Yeah?
Any theory. Because you know the central point.
So you should be able to use it to predict things. You should be able to use it.
What is the use of prediction? Prediction we can also predict.
Yeah.
Predict just like I can predict. You will die. Is that prediction? If I say you will die, is that prediction? Everyone knows? Or if I say in the month of January there will be snowfall, is that prediction?
Well, you might have a warm January.
Yes, it is simply experience. And you can experience from the world. That's our point of view. We take the perfect knowledge from the perfect, everything is perfect. We take knowledge that the soul is not the cross after the destruction of the body. But it's a fact.
What happens? What happens to the soul after the death?
You have to have accept another body out of these so many varieties of body.
Immediately,
like this. If the example is given, just like you are walking. So, when you fix up your leg in right place, then you pick up this leg. Not before that. Sometimes a man remains in coma. That means what kind of life he'll have to accept that is being judged by high superior authority. And as he's a settler, he leaves his body in the place. That is transmigration of soul. Karmana the unit thread. Just like there is a judgment is going on in the high court. So, what will be the next step? So, if the judgment is given, he must go to the prison and suffer so many days or so many months. Immediately, he lifts his goal. That's all. But these rascals, they do not believe that there is a judge and there is judgment, there is life after death. Therefore, I say they are rascals. I don't say I am whimsical. Because of misreading, therefore they are rested. So many human beings are misreading by false knowledge. How much research is there doing? They do not know. by giving false knowledge, misleading people. A blind man is giving lead to thousands of blind men. What did he do that? All of them will fall in the ditch. Isn't it? So our point is to accept perfect knowledge from the Supreme Purpose. That is perfect. Then we get, if that get knowledge, perfect knowledge, then we become perfect. But a man is imperfect or perfect on account of knowledge. See, one has got perfect knowledge, he's perfect. One has got imperfect knowledge, he's imperfect. Because my existence as living entity, I am cognizant. I want knowledge. So if my knowledge is perfect, then I am perfect. And if my knowledge is imperfect, that's why they do not know that the soul is there and the soul is transmitted from another, one body to another. They do not know.
How many people are there perfect?
Anyone can be done, provided he takes the perfect knowledge.
How long does that take?
It takes immediately. If you are really serious, it takes immediately. That Krishna says, Krishna says, God says, that you simply surrender unto me. I give you protection from all impurities. So, how long it takes? A second. You simply surrender to Krishna. And immediately, your life, a perfect life begins. Now, if you keep yourself surrender, then on and on, your life becomes perfect, 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 more. Happy. Tehaṁ kata-dhitānāṁ bhajatāṁ sīvipūpalaṁ bhaktiyogam sadānītam jīnamāmuteyāntiti. First of all, you have to accept this principle. When you become immediately, your perfection life begins. Seyap kairavatan vipāvutaranam hityāvutu jīvam kāna nām vibadhanam pratipadam pūrnāmita svāvam kalam digayate Sri Krishna Sankī. He can extend this verse.
This is the first verse of the verses from Purusha Murti comes and began moving in presence 400 or 500 years ago. They are saying incarnation of Krishna himself. And the verse of all glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, chanting of the name of the Lord. To the chanting will cleanse the heart of all the gods, and accumulated there for years together, with all material conditioning that's been acquired from birth and death, is cleansed by the transcendental crown. And in this way, the fire of conditional life, or repeated birth and death, is extinguished. And the trouble of this material life, summed up in the cycle of birth and death, is life and being, and everybody in the fire conditions of existence. Because it is the life of all transcendental knowledge that's chanted. It brings to life the whole process. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss by bringing more and more souls into it. And it offers all it has to see, now the full measure, so we put all his anchors. And there's all his anchors to his direct point. But he does not experience full enjoyment because he's not ready with the source, the nutrition, the shadow, or the medium ring. And
For vidya or buddhi, the desire of knowledge, vidya or buddhi, ananda or jivana, increasing spiritual bliss, then all perfectness, all these things can be achieved only by Param Vinayati, Sri Krishna. The process is very simple.
What would one do in order to, first of all, you can just chant the name, that seems to be the thing, but then there are some, I think, rules of behavior that one has to.
There is chanting of this Mahamantra Hare Krishna. There is no rule. You can chant. Without following any rule, there is no such thing. You simply chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That God has given you this time. So you can chant Hare Krishna without any difficulty, without any loss. But why don't you try? If there is any gain? No, no. Anytime. Simply you try to chant always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You can give him that.
I think
16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare. Actually, 3 words. There are just that in 16 words.
For a time.
Hare, Hare means, oh, the energy of God. There are 2 things, God and His energy. Just like fire. Fire is there, and it's energy. Is it not? 2 things there. Is it not? Fire, it's there, and it's energy. Heat or light, whatever you call. So, similarly, God, who cannot see at the present moment, because he is materially dull, blind, he cannot see. Therefore, common man cannot understand what is God. But he can see and feel his energy. It's like the sun planet. It is not possible to God. But he can feel the energy of the sun planet. The sunshine. Any common man can understand. But it is a fact that sunshine is not important. The sun is important. That's from the energy is coming. Is it not? Similarly, whatever we have seen, that is our biggest friend, Bhumi, Rapa, Narumara, this material world. This is simply energy of God. So Hare means, oh, the energy of God.
Rama.
Rama means God himself. Because there are 2 things, God and His energy. There is no 3 things. Actually, there is 1 thing, only God. Without God, there is nothing. The fact is, but for our experience, we can understand God is there, we cannot see God. Therefore, we have to go through the energy. If you want to go to the sun planet, you must go through the sunshine. Therefore, you offer our prayers to the energy of that is Hare. Not only God, but His energy. Hare Krishna means discipline, the old track. We are also energy of God. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so simply pray. Yeah, oh, the energy of God, oh God, badly accident. Simple thing.
Yes.
A child cries, mother, take me on your lap. The mother is here. You have to cry. That's all. Mother wants to see how much the child is anxious for me. As soon as mother feels already, very much anxious. All right, come on. He'll give up all other his and take himself on the land. Similarly, we have to become a little eager. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jubai Dhamani Nisha, eagerness. Oh, one moment is just like 20 years. 20 years. Juba means 20 years. Jubai Dhamani Nisha. Chaksusa Pranishaito. The torrents of rain of my tears. Sunna Aritam Yadastadvam. I find everything better. Go in the land, allow Krishna, allow. It is eager. When you become eager like that, God will reveal. Yes, come on. Yeah. What is that? Simply he went to see how much he is. But our eagerness is attracted by this material energy, illusion. We are engaged in studying physics, chemistry, and 17 other things, politics, sociology, and biology, physiology, that. We are thinking we shall be happy, being attracted by the different varieties of energy. Therefore we pray to the energy. Don't put me into illusion. Is that illusion? What do you do? Suppose you become a great physician. Does it? Even Professor Einstein. Does it mean that you are free from death? Has the only scientist discovered something? Yes, I'm the biggest scientist, no prize winner. Where even was that? Where is the scientist? There is no more disease. We have manufactured million times of best medicine, but can you stop disease? No. So this is intelligence. So what is the use of cultivating this knowledge? The real problem is there, but they told it is disease. How to get out of it? They do not know. They simply theorize it. This theory, that theory, that theory, that theory. What is the value of all this theory? You are compared by nature. You are furious. As soon as nature will come, please get out from this platform. You have no theory. Finish all your knowledge. They are not thinking of that. They are not thinking of that. So what is the value of my theories? The real problems are there. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janmamrtyu Jarabhya Dukkho Dhurhanam. This is real knowledge. That we are theorizing in so many ways. But we must always put forward before us. Here is birth, here is death, here is all the end.
He wrote that it helps you to deal with those problems.
Yes. Then I shall be serious. How to solve these problems? And that is not stated in Bhagavad Gita. That if you simply try to understand the absolute truth, Krishna, then immediately you get out of the classes of death. Get out of classes of death means you get out of classes of birth also. Because where there is birth, there is death. If there is no death, then there is no birth. And if there is no birth, there is no disease, there is no illness. So Bhagavad Gita says that Janmam Karnam Sudibbam Jnanati Tattvatam तत्ता जी हम पुनर्जन्म रहे हैं एनवायरमेंट हु सिंपली अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा एंड हिज एक्टिविटी दैट ही इमीडिएटली बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम रिबर्थ तत्ता दिस बॉडी यू हैव बैक यू हैव टू गिव इट अप And after hearing of this body, I'm not transmigrating to another material body. I'm going directly to this spiritual world. Then there is no past death, old age, and disease. Because as spirit soul, we have no past death, old age, and disease. It is a body, a material body. So there is no such knowledge. Throughout the whole world, universe, you get that. Busy for acquiring duty. Thanks, Hansundra.
You
have to go? What?
My lady, sir.
So your lady friend will give you protection?
Yes.
From back there, so they can be
well.
So he can give you protection. So I don't think we're in here.
Well, I will try my chance.
It's a bit.
Thank you very much for giving me so much for your time.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell them.
Please tell me.
Yeah, very much. I think you've got something very nice going on.
Yes.
Thank
you.